It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As several wildfires continue to burn across Colorado, huge sections of public land on the western slope are under stricter fire restrictions today. A ban on campfires and charcoal fires is in effect for the White River National Forest and the Bureau of Land Management's Colorado River Valley Field Office, which cover much of the public lands between Grand Junction and Denver. Garfield and Rio Blanco counties have similar restrictions, and so has the city of Glenwood Springs. Meanwhile, the Sylvan Fire near Eagle is now at more than 3,700 acres. The Oil Springs Fire south of Rangeley has burned close to 12,000 acres. An Arvada police officer is on administrative leave related to Monday's shooting there that left three people dead. A detective with the Arvada police declined to give more information. Details are still unclear about who shot the suspect and the bystander who intervened, but we do expect officials to release more information today. The wife of a prominent Colorado political consultant is among the missing in a building collapse in Florida. The Denver Post reports Cassandra Sutton is missing after a building in Miami collapsed Thursday. She is the wife of Michael Stratton, who has worked on campaigns for Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper. A Colorado festival that screens new TV shows and other series has kicked off its seventh season. CPR's Monica Castillo says Series Fest is virtual again this year.
The festival focuses on episodic storytelling, like television pilots, digital shorts, and even podcasts. A number of streaming platforms and networks will host previews and discussions, as well as panels with stars from shows like Amazon's The Underground Railroad, FX's Dave, and The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Series Fest is now streaming on its website and runs through July 11th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Colorado Women's Hall of Fame is looking for nominations for next year's class. Every 2 years, the selection committee chooses both historical and living inductees. Past inductees include teachers, politicians, artists, and scientists. The deadline for nominations is early October. This is CPR News.